Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about the importance of getting feedback from clients, customers, and the like. We know it's important to get testimonials and reviews if you can, because, you know, it'll help you close more deals, you know. People, this day and age, they're on Google, they're reading reviews and stuff, and so it's really, really, really important. But we wanted to tackle this topic from a little bit different standpoint of, you know, why you want to get feedback from your clients in the form of surveys, you know, a document that you're going to mail them afterwards to get feedback, because it can help you do a few things. Would you like to get us kicked off today, Tim?
Yeah. So the first one, and this one may seem obvious, but if you're getting feedback from your clients and or your customers or whatever, it's going to help you improve your process. And so getting feedback is a good thing, even if sometimes it might be some criticism, some negative feedback, because then you know what you're doing wrong and you can improve it and fix it. I always like the concept of continuous improvement with business. Just because you have a business that is making money doesn't mean that you should just sit there and kind of you know, let everything take the back burner. You should always be striving to improve the processes, be more efficient, serve your customers better. And so getting feedback from clients and customers is a great way so that you can improve those processes.
Yeah. And it really helps diagnose the pain points that you may not even be aware of. You know, you may think that everything's humming along great and perfect, and these kinds of feedbacks from clients can help you diagnose. And it'll also, well, I don't want to jump to number three, Tim. I was about to jump to number three. I'm going to go number two. The second thing that it'll help you do is it'll help you put together some case studies. You know, it'll give you a good idea of who you may want to reach out to for a review, a testimonial, or a case study. Obviously, if you're doing client services, you're building websites for clients, you're going to want to have your portfolio on your website, and you may even want to go a little bit further than just, you know, your portfolio. You may want to have an entire case study. These, you know, this client feedback is going to give you an idea of who your truly happy, 100% supportive customers are. And those are the ones that you're going to want to pick out for your case studies, because they're going to shout your name from the rooftops about what a great job you've done and stuff. So if you do these types of feedback, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to arbitrarily, you know, pull one that where a customer might not necessarily be that happy, because you're going to have that feedback from them and you're going to have a good gauge to go with.
Yeah, and another reason why it's important to get feedback from clients and customers is it's not just the negative side of things, getting feedback on what you could be doing better, but there also might be things that you don't realize you're already doing well. And so having a customer be able to identify it and tell you, hey, I really like that you do that, you did this and you did it in this way, and you know, it helped to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now you can improve that and continue doing it, and it can become a permanent part of your process. And so getting positive feedback on things you're doing well really helps in the long run too. And another thing worth noting is sometimes there may be things that you thought you were doing wrong that were actually things that you were doing well, and vice versa. For example, there was a customer that was always writing into my support forum. I'm sorry, my support page. I don't have a support forum. And, I could have sworn that he was one that would never buy from us again. He would, you know, I thought he was going to leave a negative review, because he just, it seemed like no matter what we did, we never was able to make him happy. But it turns out that he actually was happy, and he wrote us a good review, and he's bought several products since then. And I would have never, you know, really realized that. And so I think that goes to show that, you know, your perceptions of your clients and customers and their experience isn't always what it seems. And so by formally getting feedback from them, you can be pleasantly surprised, or you could be surprised in a not so pleasant way, but it can help you in the long run. Yeah, absolutely. They can help you improve your process. So, yep.
Yeah. Well, that's why we think it's important to get client feedback from customers, clients, so on and so forth. So do that. Create some forms. Really easy to do. Take the time. Invest in it. Send it out. It can really, really help you better your business in the long run. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic, 3 reasons you should be doing social media that you didn't realize. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.